Good morning, a Monday morning. We're with Ken Love at Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Well, I am intrigued by an item where you say 20 GOP consultants have gathered to discuss the issue of who to run against Governor Cuomo for re-election in 2018.
Yeah, the 20 met at the behest of Manhattan GOP, the new chairwoman, Andrea Katsimatidis, and they were from all across the state. And the general consensus is they're hoping it's businessman turnaround expert Harry Wilson, who has said he'll decide before Christmas whether to run or not. But they also talked about how they feel Cuomo is vulnerable and what they'd like to see in a candidate. You know, someone who is more socially moderate and fiscally conservative, someone who has a record of accomplishment either inside government or outside government. And if not Wilson, maybe a woman, although they don't really have anyone in mind, and they'd like to open up the party more to Hispanic.
From there to a headline, pity for New York millionaires if Fed slam them, go easy here, says poll. What poll? Who?
Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie and the Assembly Democrats have been pushing the last several years for a millionaire's tax. They say that the wealthy should be paying more of their fair share. However, with the federal government, Congress, and the president now talking about a tax reform bill that would really restrict the deductibility of local and state income and property taxes, Hastie says they may have to drop their effort because it would really be a double whammy. He said it would be very hard to have them pay more as a result of the federal plan and then double tax them by raising their taxes and not have it be deductible. He says that could be the tipping point where millionaires would actually leave the state, and he says that's probably not the way to go. It would hurt the state economy. So he says they'll have to get creative in trying to find ways for the wealthy to pay more.
Well, another deal could be quashed if we're, quote, not in charge, says Andrea Stewart-Cousins. Explain.
Andrea Stewart-Cousins is a Senate Democratic leader. The Senate Dems and the breakaway group of eight Democrats in the Senate, the Independent Democratic Conference, have agreed to a deal put on the table by allies of Governor Cuomo to reunify. But a lot of things have to happen. And Stewart-Cousins basically is saying, if we're not in charge, for whatever reason, if the Dems are not in control of the chamber by the end of the legislative session, all bets are off, the table's off the deal, and they'll likely back primaries against the Independent Democratic Conference members.
Key phrase, by the end of the session.
Right. Look, she would love, there's going to be two open seats that could help the Democrats, that there's going to be a need for the governor to call the special election. She said she'd like to see the governor call it as soon as possible, but it's not expected, which would be March 12th, the earliest it could happen. But it's not expected the governor will call it before April so he can actually negotiate the budget with the GOP breakaway Democratic coalition.
Ken Lovin, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News, joins us. For more, head to nydailynews.com. Ken, thank you.
Anytime. Be well.
Good. Ken Lovin, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News, joins us. For more, head to nydailynews.com. Ken, thank you.
Anytime. Be well.